One day after a study revealed that hormone replacement therapy may do more harm than good, millions of women are trying to figure out what to do. A combination of the hormones estrogen and progestin have been used to treat the symptoms of menopause in women. But the study shows there is increased risk for breast cancer and heart disease in women taking the hormones. Dr. Wolf Yudian is the executive director of the North American Menopause Society. He joins us now. Dr. Yudian, are women deciding just not to take the hormones without consulting a doctor? And if so, is that a bad idea?
I think that women are doing all sorts of things, and I'm sure there are many are there that are sort of stopping cold. I really would caution them, because it's clear to me that giving women the percentages as they were originally were presented was a little misleading. For example, what they're saying is that they found in the course of the study that women who were given this continuous estrogen plus progestin, those on the hormone would have 38 chances per 10,000 women per year of developing a breast cancer. Those women who were taking a sugar pill, there were 30 cases in 10,000. So the increased risk to any woman would be 8 chances in 10,000, which is less than a fraction of 1%. But 8 in 38 is 27%, and they announced there was a 27% increased risk of breast cancer. So it sounds quite frightening, but in the actual numbers, it's quite low.
It was still enough to stop that study, however, this major study of...
That's quite correct, because what happens when you plan a study like that, you set certain red lines of how much risk you're prepared to accept. They set the lines quite low.
What would the symptoms be if a woman on her own decided to stop taking hormones?
She may be lucky and have no symptoms at all, but more likely about two-thirds of women will probably get hot flashes. At least a half of them will have them severely, so they'll have disrupted sleep. They won't feel pretty good. I would guess that a fair number of those will try other things and then eventually land up probably going back on their hormones, but perhaps not the same way as they did in the past.
Now, I know you have asked some doctors to write up recommendations. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we've requested approximately 20 national experts from the spectrum of the hormone evangelists to the hormone naysayers. We're asking their opinions of some questions pertinent to the study, and we're going to post them to the website, hopefully by Friday, www.menopause.org.
What is your best advice at this moment for women who are feeling concerned, confused, and scrambling to make an appointment with their doctor as soon as possible, but haven't gotten there yet?
Well, I would tell everybody to take a deep breath and relax. I'd suggest they call their doctor's office, but not maybe for the next 2 weeks, because the telephones are going off the hook and they're not going to get an answer. But really, and there would even be no harm in waiting for the next scheduled appointment. And at that time, there's some very clear questions. Number one, how am I? Do I show risk factors for any disease, frequent diseases that occur after the menopause? Do I show early signs of any of those diseases? Why am I on hormones? Does that reason still hold? Should I still be on hormones? Is there a better alternate that I could take and stop this and go into something else that would be effective without putting me at additional risk? I think those few questions, if they could take those, and they're informed by reading some of the material, say, on something like our website or some reputable source, they will get valuable time. Because the biggest challenge facing women as they try and get information from their health providers is that their health providers, under managed care and all the other problems, don't have the kind of time to go into a long, detailed discussion on all these issues with every patient. It's going to be a very, very frustrating situation the next few months.
Thanks very much, Dr. Yudian.
It's a pleasure.
Dr. Wolf Yudian is the executive director of the North American Menopause Society.